Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, they're not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Don't think because they would give you the foolishness that they would be following the foolishness
you go find this. This Shaitan. Here's a book by Dewan Tappany. Sheba, an introduction. They got about 108 names of Sheba. One is called This Shaitan. It came out of Persia. And that's the one they follow. So they follow with Sheba and Osiris. We don't follow none that don't work. So the Illuminati is clear about that. The people globally, they worship what we're supposed to be worshiping, which means they worship us. See what I'm telling you? Now let's get this straight. So don't think that Jehovah and them are going to be worshiping some Mary Mother God and kissing something and kiss my ring and tell Hail Mary and all that kind of stuff. Jehovah and them worship Osiris. And they worship some Gnostic teachings. There's a book called Theosophia by Arthur Burns Lewis. Interesting book, very superior book. Theosophia by Arthur Burns Lewis. He wrote a book on Egypt. It's one of the baddest books put out. Wrote it in 1988. And he never published it beyond that. It's a book called Egyptian Mysteries by Arthur Burns Lewis. You never get your hands on it. It's a superior text. He wrote another book called Theosophia. All the verses, and in there is the stuff behind the back and what they deal with, and stuff. You can just take this stuff, start reading, and it's your mystery. In that book, the Theosophia, they talk about in the last days, the apocalypse that you're talking about is not going to be a physical apocalypse. It's going to be an apocalypse of the heart, which means people that you know, and especially the people that you know, especially you conscious people, your heart and your being and the way you treat other people on the frequency will be what you judge by. Now, the judging is not talking about a person that's standing before you saying we're going to cast him down in the hill and all that. It's talking about a immediate judgment. But as you say to yourself, I wonder why I'm catching so much hell. Well, the question you should ask after that is, I wonder what kind of asshole I was a couple of weeks ago with somebody. It's a cause and effect. It ain't the karma that they're talking about that's going to be your soul in the future. No, it's stuff that you do right now when it comes to conscious people or whatever. There's an apocalypse going on the heart, so whenever some things are going wrong, you need to say, wait a minute, hold on. Who did I fuck over today? So something ain't going right. My car broke down. The bill collector called him. You see what I'm saying? Then you got to put this up, and it's accelerating. So there's some stuff that's going on, it's your thoughts. It's not even to the point where, as you know, you might not have anything physical, but you got a certain thought process fucked up, and it's spinning over into the physical realm. Right now. You see what I'm saying? See, the church was saying these things, but they muddle it. You got too confused with all the Jesus stuff and all that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about things because, see, what's happening is this. Your spiritual energy is rising to a certain level. So when it is rising, gives you the ability to have more power. So you also have the power of thought. You can think things into existence. Now I'll tell you that by 2 years, I'll tell a lie, and the next day the lie comes true. It's a game, you know what I mean? Because I was producing that. Well, on the other hand, because you have the ability to produce things, you also have the ability when you think negative, you also produce that also. So the apocalypse they talk about is an apocalypse of the heart. And the book Theosophia, which is the technical tapestry used, that's the stuff they're talking about. And that's the stuff that came out of Angel Kelly. You get this thing here? So what's happening is you're saying, man, my life is fucked up and I don't know what's going on. You have those basically, you can't lie to yourself. I didn't forget this, but I started lecturing in 2000. In 1992, about a month after I started lecturing, we went to go see this white boy talk about kids. He was the only two black people in the room, me and another brother. And he kept looking at us the whole time. He was aware that we were there, but he kept saying one thing. He kept saying this over and over to the white folks in the room. And everybody, don't open yourself up to people with ulterior motives. And so they were, but this thing easy is if you got anything that's dealing with you, it is your own thoughts that's producing this thing right now. Mm-hmm. So one thing right now here is to even think magically. Once you believe that something is magic, then it starts having sketches. Because every five got a new
And
they said it was even more relationships based on Krishna and Indigo and the Christ. So much relationships from Christians have the lies that Jesus with the Indians. Because they didn't want you to find the Krishna king. You go wake it home and the king is up. Everybody got a goddamn Christ. You see what I'm saying? So they said so they couldn't lie off of Jesus, off of Krishna. There was so many parallels with Krishna. So they had to say, oh, Jesus with the Indians. But how knew Krishna with the Indians? You see what I'm saying? Just to stop the whole Krishna thing. So I want to show you this. Now, there's a story about a guy named Arma. Arma was a great boy. Y'all
right? Yeah.
Arma was a great boy. Never lost the battle. So Krishna said, look, it's time for you to go to the next round. That's the old Lord. It's time for you to ascend and die. He said, I don't mind dying. I'll go to the next round. As long as I can get married and have passionate love for one night, I'll die the next day. Now Krishna, which is the Christ, turns himself into a woman, makes love to all who is a man. I'm just telling you the story. You see what you want to do. I know you. Make love to all which is a man. Now, passing the night, they get married. All she be married for, they get married. They make passionate love. Now, this is Christian. This is Christ speaking now. Give him up some booty. Like a woman. Let me show you a story. Now, it's been in the next day, Christian turns back to his man and cuts off all the head and now and die. So after this love, every day. Now, look up. I'm going to show you more to this story. The story, because these type of texts was omitted in Christianity. I'm going to show you what it means by the omitted in Christianity. I'm going to show you something in a few minutes. Let you know this. Now, like I said, I'm saying this as a heterosexual male. I'm going to make that clear. I'm a heterosexual male. But are you able to survive doing this type of work? It's not holding back. You got to tell the people, the knowledge and the information when it comes down, when you start deviating and not telling the people the knowledge and the information, that's when the spirit backs off and the crack of the king and whoever. See how that goes? So you got to tell this stuff because this stuff is meant for certain people that you're giving it to. And so I can't hold this from stuff. So this is what was omitted from some of the texts. Now, as a result, they got these eunuchs, they got these transsexual, homosexuals, bisexuals, they got this bitch in India where they come down and they come down acting as Krishna to get married to all. Then they have all the sex and all kinds of stuff like that. And I said to them, I said, what's the moral to the story? Well, I said, well, one thing what they're trying to say, although they got this one day set aside, what they were trying to say here is, you shouldn't be judging people if Krishna can turn himself into a woman, which is the Christ, and do this type of thing. Who the hell are you to be judging people? Now, why don't you say, well, why shouldn't I judge people? Because judging got something to do with the heart chakra. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about metaphysics here. Now, let me give you an example of what they talk about judging, too, about this. They did a study about 2 years ago at the University of Georgia of males who were homophobic and males that weren't homophobic. Now, both males were supposed to be heterosexual, especially the homophobic males. So they did this. They did this thing. You adjusting that camera as I get up and down. They found out that the males, heterosexual males, who didn't really give a damn about a person being a faggot or whatever, they would show them pictures of males having sex, gay porno, and they put these things, retros around the walls and the penis and stuff, and registers. And all the ones the so-called hated the faggots, when they would watch the film, they would get aroused. And all the ones who
Now I need to ask you something.
from? What is something that the government knows is scared of and they got to go kill a whole bunch of gay people? When you stuck in the bitch and telling you that gay people going to hell all the time. You got to understand how this thing is going on. What is it with them rebels? Because obviously what them rebels doing is fighting. What they was doing with when you just talk about the sex and getting into the anus or whatever happened. But whatever they was doing when they was doing, when they was making them fashion, even with them dresses, doing the runway, doing the dress choreography part, they had tapped into a feminine side of some spirituality. And the government said, we got to kill them all. I'm just telling you how stuff goes. They killed every last one of those folks. You got to ask yourself these particular things. That what we've all been taught about the spiritual world don't have nothing to do with spirit whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? And so, but these are the type of discussions that we got to have because we're talking about some stuff. Because now, I'm a heterosexual. What does the Mohammedan don't mean as being a heterosexual man? It means that in so many words, you can't judge nobody because we are up under what is called an apocalypse of the heart. See what I'm saying? And because you are an apocalypse of the heart and the spirit is taking you one way, and you tripping on some shit that ain't got nothing to do with spirit, you getting on lockdown, and they will see in these same people here for test to see whether your ass is going to pass the test. That don't mean I got to go kill the nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't got to play ahead on one either. That's what the shit is going about. You see what I'm saying? Because we dealing with an apocalypse of the heart. And in the apocalypse of the heart, they're going to send certain things to stop you. What happens is that your ego is what you have been since you've been down. It's the person that you don't like, it's the person that you do like, but it's the person that basically is trapped. And now your soul, which is the real you, can find it. Your ego is going, hey, I don't like this. I want to stay alive. So I'm going to do everything possible, physically and even, I will even imitate the spirit just to trap this person so this person can remain trapped. Y'all see what I'm going to tell you? So we're the artists, so we talk about an ill, apocalyptic war. So when I was listening about these stories, I'm saying, what is this stuff that's talked about here? I said, oh, I get it down here. The judgment and stuff. They say, don't judge, you need judge. This is a metaphysical terminology. It's talking about a heart chakra.
The first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. The first agreement is the most important one, and also the most difficult one to honor.
Unconditional love. Talking about the stuff that don't wear off, it don't fade. Now it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, your mama can still love you, still feel you, still there for you, no matter what. Come listen to my truest thoughts, my truest feelings. All my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. Ask Mama why I got the urge to die. Witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. But we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare. Where's she with our own family? Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game is in the eyes to see. Don't think change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. Though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. So you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love. Just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies. Cause you've been such a good friend to me. my mission is to be more than just a rap musician. The elevation of today's generation, if I can make them listen. Prison ain't what we need, no longer stuck in greed. Time to plan, strategize, my family doubted me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering, neighborhood will be good. If they can cut out all the busting, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send their love out to my block. The struggle never stops in this game. Collision in the eyes to see, though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see, though things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional
I probably
love.
Never understand your ways, with every day I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside recently died, these are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I'm gonna be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures, and all the currency I'll never even get to see. This fast life soon shatters, cause after all the lights and screams, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder, don't worry about a thing. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was, you still came with that unconditional love.
Born in the competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism? Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells, stung by the spelling bee. And they say, congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to paper it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine, mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless path. Here, work for dead presidents. Food your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click, clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back, as long as my head is intact. I be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit-chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has the sick tag. Who's batting this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's a thousand sports channels, you can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch bastards. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day, but I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it, if you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? More gallons in your kosher food. What the fuck is even kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what will Hova do? Now I think, what the fuck will Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now if Steve Austin was America and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the sands, slide your ass in the van. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start trends every day, but don't ever get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking Vans. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams, like, here, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on, because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject. All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, and mine's the right one. Trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wait the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Question your religion, condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the answers. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on in schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People act so fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children, grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues, abandonment, misuse. Subliminal marketing, screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. Working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like an ileocolonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn it to a worker bee. Harvest the honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky, Son of God, the Son, Amun-Ra, the I. No more amen, no more folded hands, goodbye. Adios, au revoir.
A lot of fights.
Members of the hip-hop community are mourning the shocking death of well-known rapper found dead this morning in a hotel room in Los Angeles.
It was 2 o'clock this afternoon when authorities say they found her in her hotel room.
Actor, comedian, died early Saturday morning in Chicago.
He was suffering from a lung condition called sarcoidosis, which many of us probably haven't heard until this morning.
The death of a child star died today in a Utah hospital 2 days after suffering a brain hemorrhage.
He was found dead today in an apartment here in New York City.
His body was discovered yesterday. A cleaning lady found him face down at the foot of his bed. They do confirm that prescription sleeping pills were found in his apartment and taken from the apartment, though.
The coroner found bottles of prescription pills.
Inside her hotel room bathtub.
Tragic death of actor performer who was known for his extraordinary range after what they believe was a heroin overdose.
Reporting that he died following a cardiac arrest.
What is happening in Hollywood that a guy that tough will be on the street waving a gun, screaming, they are trying to kill me? What's going on?
And someone is trying to kill me. I've called 3 times. I'm running down the highway. Okay, I called 911 about 8 times on this trip I've had.
You so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so suckered in the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, bend over. Bend over. Grab your ex, touch me. Bend over. Bend over. Bend over. Grab your ex, touch me. Bend over. Motherfucker, You so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so suckered in the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, bent over. Talking about who you fucking kidding. I do this for a fucking living. Private life, public life. I can't tell the fucking difference. I'm from the city, people love to visit. Every square foot, 100 bitches. Hoes horn, it ain't nothing new. If I ain't hit it, someone hit it. Bob, it's more than life than money, riches. It's more than life to fuck them bitches. Screenshots, ass shots, that's a rock shot. That's why I don't trust them bitches. She ain't friendly with the mother bitches. All they is to her is competition. She just wanna be complimented. She just want 100 million followers. Back it up, bend it over on the cyber list. On your back, knees up, gynecologist. And you know who stays anonymous. Put it together, then it's obvious. But you so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, pin over, pin over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees, pin over. Motherfucker, pin over, pin over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees, pin over. Motherfucker. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, been over. Bob, miss me with them conscious lyrics. You sound just like the 1%er. You must have did a bunch of acid. Either that or you just fucking with us. You wanna be a star, sell out concert tickets. A mansion in a Hollywood subdivision. You get the fame under one condition. You can copy that diploma to them. They kill them with a common enemy. Overdose from a drug addiction. Same story, same headline. A stroke, a heart attack, an aneurysm. Celebrities and politicians. Just to name a couple members. Rituals and pedophilia. Sacrifices, blood religion. The Queen of England got a arrest warrant for the disappearance of a dozen children. Do your research on the topic. Same time every year, kids come up missing. But you so focused on who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You so sucker than the who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, bend over, bend over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees, bend over. Motherfucker, bend over, bend over. Grab your ankles, touch your knees, bend over. Motherfucker, you be bugging off of who fucking who, you don't realize who fucking you. You be bugging off of who fucking who. You don't realize who fucking you. Motherfucker, Ben. 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 Get bent,
supposed to go. And who am I supposed to believe? If only you knew what I knew, then you could see just what I see.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Haru Presents. And on this particular broadcast of Haru Presents, guys, as you know, Haru Presents is a segment in which I just come on and do pop-up shows, you know, with information and wisdom that is pretty much vital in our now, guys. I know that a lot of us are confused. A lot of us may be struggling in our own right. You know what I mean? Whatever's going on in your universe, in your universe, right? I just like to, you know, bring a balanced perspective, you know what I'm saying? Even if I'm going through shit, you know, and I create myself out of it, or, you know, I practice alchemy and, you know, to shift my perspective or change my perspective, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff is just for me, but, you know, some stuff I like to just share with the world too, because, you know, in my line of profession, I talk to so many people and they don't have help. They don't have anybody to talk to. You know, they are all alone, you know, in a chaotic environment. You know what I'm saying? So if I can do anything to assist in any kind of way, you know, I like to do that. So, you know, as far as getting our own house in order, what I am seeing, and even, you know, for myself and accountability, because this thing that we do, I feel, is deeply rooted at the subconscious. That is that we like to blame the outside exterior world for this. We like to measure the exterior world. You know, we like to measure each other up. We like to, you know, you're not loyal. You're not, you know, your actions don't match your words. You know, you just all of these things that we do to measure each other up, to tear each other down. You know what I'm saying? And we do this cunningly. We do this passive aggressively, you know, even without addressing the actual person in which that we may have in mind. You know, we gossip about one another behind each other's back. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of these things that we do. And if you listen to yesterday's podcast, you know what I'm saying, Eternal Love, Brother Eternal, such a divine master, you know. but, you know, definitely appreciate him, because he did a wonderful breakdown with saying, you know, some of the things. Yesterday's podcast was about there's a time to heal and there's a time to destroy. So what are these things that we are still holding on to that we need to destroy? You know, maybe it is our judgments of one another, and our lack of compassion for one another. Maybe it's that unconditional love at a root that we need to, you know, revamp, you know what I'm saying? Instead of talking about somebody, instead of measuring somebody up, you know what I'm saying, how about we take steps to help them? Or how about, you know, we, they say mind your own business. But, you know, there's a level of me that has an issue when it comes to minding my own business, because I was like, okay, I understand, you know, now minding my own business is not, you know, like politics, you know, and all of that, you know, all of the distractions that are fed to us to deliberately distract us, you know what I'm saying? But I feel that the people are my business, you know what I'm saying? The people are my business. The world is my business. The elevation for our world is my business, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's parts of me and levels of me that just cannot ignore, you know, what is going on in this world, you know what I'm saying? Will I allow others to sway me, you know, on my journey with their judgments of even me, you know, and how I do things? No, you know what I'm saying? There's a level of protecting your energy, you know, so only the truth about you is something that you decide at the end of the day. You know, others that speak ill of you and all of that, they don't know your whole story. They don't know the divine order in which you are exactly where you need to be and why you are exactly there where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? So I say all that to say that we are so fixated on the external world that we are really, truly forgetting. What about you? You know, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I love to redirect people about, you know, you're blaming women, and I mean, even for myself. And again, I use myself as accountability. You know, we blaming, measuring. But what about you? So that's what we're going to get into today, guys. Brother Panic, this is a 2-hour and 21-minute lecture, I believe. 2:21. Go look it up. Whatever the message is, the divine message is 2:21. All right. When I come back in, I'll read it aloud, as well as I'll pull a card for the world today, the energy center of today. I'll pull a card for all of us today and read it to you guys. I'll pull an Isis card and maybe an energy card, whatever divinely is given to me to pull. I'll pull it. All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and hop into lecture. Shout out to 708, who's always listening. Definitely appreciate you for always listening. So, again, 2 hours and 21 minutes, you guys. But probably in between, I may come in if there's something important or all that, but this is a lecture entitled Brother Panic, Have Your Crap in Order Else. You know what I'm saying? So, this is about, it's never nothing external, you know, but always internally about what's going on with you. Why we blaming others? Do we really have our crap in order? And again, I'll be the first to admit, I would blame my mom, I would blame everybody, you know, for years, you know what I'm saying? Even still in some cases, because the unlearning, guys, is rooted so deeply subconscious. It's not going to happen overnight, and repetition is the mother of all skill. And we also must fall in love with our processes. There is not enough talk. There's a lot of talk about healing, straight to the point to heal, but what about the in-between, okay? That's what we call the process. Fall in love with your processes, guys. Never allow the subconscious measuring, even that we do for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Healing is not a race. Healing is not a race, y'all. We do that out here in this society. All right, love y'all. We'll be back.
Right, let it pile up, son. What up, what up, what up? What are my jackets? They just look presentable. Zulu, yes, God, oh. What up? What's up? This motherfucker is hard. All right. Get it together. Here we go. the realm, let me pile up. What up, niggas? What's going on, niggas? What's happening here, niggas? Nigga, what? All right, let y'all get up in the room here. Oh, yeah, his birthday was up. Thank you, Estella. Appreciate the birthday, loves. I said, where your stink ass been? Stinking, nigga.
Message.
Every nigga is a star. No tip, niggas. All right, let it go down. Let's let it go down. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Message.
How y'all doing? Peace, Owens L. Peace, Abuela. Peace, Gene. Shout out to the fam. What up? Let's let it pile up. Let's let it get wild. Start talking about some things. I can't stress enough to you that this is your time, people. If you are in lack of anything, it is your fault at this point. There's no real spiritual resistance. What up, Josh? Deshaun? Shout out. Good looking. There's no real spiritual or energetic resistance to the will of you right now. And it has trickled down, of course, the planet Earth. Anybody who considers themselves your enemy knows that. You need to know that. They know it. But they damn sure ain't going to tell you. They're going to let you believe that your salvation is through negotiation with them. When your salvation is self-realization within self. Of course, I've been telling you, like others have been telling you for years, the true way out of this is internal. So now more than ever, they're going to make it seem like black girl magic and Black Lives Matters is something that's actually effective. But what's really happened, it was a shift in climate. It was a shift in reality. A shift that works in your favor for the golden age. So what you need to realize is in this particular time, if you know how to work the tools that are internal to you, if you know what your power is, you can win. The first thing you need to understand in the form of your power and probably the most powerful weapon you have is your imagination, your ability to foresee the reality you want. Is now in effect. We did that shit before a time when it was conducive to us, and they were called dreams. We all dreamt about a better life or a better situation or how we would feel to get this and that or do this and that. But those things come into reality in this time upon what you formerly called dreams, which was actually imagination. Why imagination and dreams are connected is because your imagination was trapped in the dream world. I need you to hear that. Peace, Clone. Peace, OG Madden. Peace, Quran. Peace, Estella. Estella gave me the birthday shout. Peace to the galactic human, Nair. Chanel, Mylon Davis, Deshaun, peace to you guys. Thanks for the love. So, you need to hear this. Your imagination formerly trapped the dream world. So that's why Maya's magic. Peace, Gary Singer. It's your birthday. Peace, God. Mine was the 25th, so we Tauruses together, Gary Singer. Power to you too, Letitia. Peace, peace. Thanks for the birthday love. Yes, y'all, keep coming in. I want y'all to hear this. The imagination was formerly trapped in the dream world. So you only had access, full access, to the imagination in a subconscious level. So you couldn't bring and use the imagination as the true weapon that it is. At this point, we can. It is strong and getting stronger. It is waking up out of that dream world. Your imagination is a consciousness and a weapon within itself. It is every superhero you saw without their weapons. It's every superhero without their armor. It's every superhero without their superpower. That superpower was sleeping in the dream world. That superpower is slowly but surely being woken and accessed. The thing is, I know this to be a fact because I accessed and woke up my imagination in the last cycle in Kali Yuga. So my lifestyle personally has been everything I've ever dreamt. And that's not the be-all, the end-all. That's just for the time being. The true imagination comes when you're outside of the body. What do you think is the mechanism that is running the entire gambit of how you see your new reality, your quantum reality? It's your imagination. Your quantum reality are the realm, all connected materials, and the realm of full potential. It is universe B and universe A now. Must get back, and what it's coming back into is universe B. Universe B is home. This is nothing more than what the Egyptians call the quantum realm or the quantum reality. Or we can also call it the chaos realm. Or in from school, it was the realm of potential energy. We can say we are in a place of kinetic energy because things must move for it to manifest or it to have meaning. This means nothing till I move it to my mouth and take the energy to make it a drink. So I have to move it to do that. And you can say that's kinetic energy, energy and movement. You always have to move stuff, do things to get things to happen. So in the realm of potential energy, where nothing is created, that tells you all possibilities of creation that exist. And those possibilities exist in the unlimited potential of your mind for you. So you entering this realm, you no longer have the illusion that your situation is being dictated for you. You have no longer have the illusion that your situation can be out of control unless you make it out of control. And why would you do that?
Message. Message.
So.
Message. Message. Message.
There was a mass shift into where many ancestors who necessarily weren't on the conscious path have now gotten into peace. Peace, everyone. The ancestors who not necessarily were on the conscious path, but still earned their stripes, going through the Holocaust, planet Earth. They are now in a place where this realm has opened up, and a lot of them has made that migration into that place of their true heaven, where all reality is created by their full imagination. for those of us who are here, what it amounts to is just a power burst like Mario, a mushroom, whereas we can now use our imagination to clear up some of this holocaust that is on our ass. But you got to understand, white people have their agenda too. Their agenda is to survive here. So what they would now have to do is make themselves seem as if they still are the facilitators of all things good or all things bad that you get. So since they know we're in a realm where things are going to look like they imagine, look like they pop up from your imagination, look imaginary, they're going to look like they're just happening your way just a little bit more. That's what, because we don't really understand the cause and effect yet. So as this happens, we're starting to see on television, they're showing you more aggressive television shows, aggressive shows, images about black lives and how they matter, about how magical and strong black women are, how beautiful put together the black.
I would want the world to know that.
Subconscious level. So you couldn't bring and use the imagination as the true weapon that it is. At this point, we can. It is strong and getting stronger. It is waking up out of that dream world. Your imagination is a consciousness and a weapon within itself. It is every superhero you saw without their weapons. It's every superhero without their armor. It's every superhero without their superpower. That superpower was sleeping in the dream world. That superpower is slowly but surely being woken and accessed. The thing is, I know this to be a fact because I accessed and woke up my imagination in the last cycle in Kali Yuga. So my lifestyle personally has been everything I've ever dreamt. And that's not to be all the end all. That's just for the time being. The true imagination comes when you're outside of the body. What do you think is the mechanism that is running the entire gambit of how you see your new reality, your quantum reality? It's your imagination, your quantum reality are the realm all connected materials and the realm of full potential. Is universe B and universe A now. We must get back, and what is coming back into is universe B. Universe B is home. This is nothing more than what the Egyptians call the quantum realm or the quantum reality. Or we can also call it the chaos realm. Or in some school, it was the realm of potential energy. We can say we are in the place of kinetic energy because things must move for it to manifest or it to have meaning. This means nothing until I move it to my mouth and take the energy to make it a drink. So I have to move it to do that. You can say that's kinetic energy, energy and movement. You always have to move stuff, do things to get things to happen. So in the realm of potential energy, where nothing is created, that tells you all possibilities of creation that exist. And those possibilities exist in the unlimited potential of your mind for you. So you entering this realm, you no longer have the illusion that your situation is being dictated for you. You have no longer have the illusion that your situation can be out of control unless you make it out of control. And why would you do that?
Message. Message.
So.
Message. 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 There was a mass shift into where many ancestors who necessarily weren't on the conscious path have now gotten into peace, everyone. ancestors who not necessarily were on the conscious path, but still earned their stripes going through the Holocaust, planet Earth. They are now in a place where this realm has opened up, and a lot of them has made that migration into that place of their true heaven. All reality is created by their full imagination. For those of us who are here, what it amounts to is just a power burst like Mario, a mushroom, whereas we can now use our imagination to clear up some of this Holocaust that is on our ass. But you got to understand, white people have their agenda too. Their agenda is to survive here. So what they would now have to do is make themselves seem as if they still are the facilitators of all things good or all things bad that you get. So since they know we're in a realm where things are going to look like they imagine, look like they pop up from your imagination, look imaginary. They're going to look like they're just happening your way just a little bit more. That's what, because we don't really understand the cause and effect yet. So as this happens, you're starting to see on television, they're showing you more aggressive television shows, aggressive shows, images about black lives and how they matter, about how magical and strong black women are.
Message.
How
message.
Beautiful put together the black family looks. One of the shows you gotta watch is Black AF. It's actually, the title of the show is hashtag Black AF, stands for Black as Fuck. Hashtag. It's on Netflix. It's about 10 shows done by the guy who writes the TV show Blackish. On this, it's supposed to be the idea of his family. They're using actors of his family, of his six kids. Their problems are everything that people used to talk about, what we thought white people problems were with money. Throughout it, he uses every phrase awoke. Now, let me mention that for a second. I talked about this. Now it has come to pass. I talked about how bullshit the phrase woke was. I told you how inject phrases like woke into the mainstream so it becomes a fad. Then everybody comes out the closet with woke shit. Then I identify who is woke. And then now you don't hear shit about woke norms. It's not like consciousness is a better name, but I went in detail at explaining what consciousness is. I went on in detail about explaining consciousness is not, we didn't even want to use that name. It was just a classification of a grouping of people who were woke up, and they were still in hiding at a time where there was a handful. Now there's no longer a handful, so you can't be stomped out. So if you can't beat them, you join them, and you start talking on TV about woke. So you got to watch the niggas who start promoting woke and woke as a fad. You ain't hearing it no more, though. And I told you you wouldn't. I told you it was just a fad. And I told you to watch out for any niggas saying woke. This show is promoting woke ideas. between all the woke ideas from season 1 to season 10, all the images of the new Cosby Show. And I told you about Cosby Show and what it was for the Boule, what it was for mind control, what it was that brought you different world next, and then more black people signed up for college, which they got more niggas in the fraternities, which they mind washed them in a military style to hate niggas from the ghetto, to separate themselves from those project niggas who didn't make it to college versus the ones that, because you're better now, you learn this now, you join the wide legacy Negroes. W.E.B., Du Bois, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, and all these niggas in Congress. And they get you to talk about good and bad here. You're just a wannabe, you're just a jiggable. Chris Rock, they're black people, and then they're niggas. These better blacks hate you. And Bill Cosby delivered a lot of these kids to mind control. So now you have Black as Fuck, and even the TV show Blackness, for that matter, is the new Cosby Show, believe it or not. They're woke. They're talking about white people to their face, white to this and white to that. So it's the illusion that they have some fucking power. New shit. You seen that shit with Nick Cage, Nick Cannon. He said that Jew shit. He said, okay, we'll just turn you off and let you sit down and think about it. So, of course, we think they couldn't live without him, so they turned on that loud-ass show again. No, they don't give a fuck either way. They're going to make money, but they're going to park your ass because they can. And that's what they're showing you still. They're not really that big, nigga. You know, the ego ain't let. But I still predict he's back because his days are over. It was a little bit further back. He wouldn't have got Nick Cannon, wouldn't have been back. But they have to bring him back. They need to establish in your head at this time that they are playing ball with you because when you wipe every goddamn thing away in terms of how deep people thought you were working as a people, all you really was doing was just asking white people to give you a break. All you were really doing was just asking white people to hook you up. All you was really doing was asking white people to understand your story. And once you just understood after you get all these complaints, they're somehow going to go, oh, I get it. Y'all don't want to be choked. See, he got mad when they asked Raven Simone, whatever they asked her, and, I'm just a person. I don't want to be seen as black. Y'all doing too much. I'm just human. And then they asked Lil Wayne, Black Lives Matter, I don't know nothing about that shit. I don't know. So those are extreme cases because they're celebrities. But most kids don't know about anything racist. In fact, I'm 52. I really don't know. I only know what I was told, how fucked up it was. I only seen what they did to slaves, really what they told me they did to slaves on Roots. I never seen that. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I never seen it to be directly traumatized by it. But how come I still feel trauma when I hear the laundry list of shit they did? When you see these slave and racist shows, how come you feel that way and you never seen it? Because it's designed to traumatize you after the fact. When we look further down the line, I'm 52 and I'm closer to it, and not close at all to my great-great-great-great-great as direct experience racism, of course, we all have experience from, but racism has become more and more hidden from my day to this day. So when you look at kids like my son with a wing in them and Raven Simone, I get it, she was guarded. Age range, they don't have a direct understanding unless they watch what's on TV. And, of course, it's in my book. They gave them a lot of slave shows. The slave show era was over till Django Unchained. But Django was such a slave imagination version of the story. He goes back in the South, outsmarts everybody, fucks everybody up, and brings his women home, burns up a house. Lovely story. Love to see more of them. But in the end, it's something, why it was successful, because Quentin Tarantino didn't try to make anything real. He can't on that level. But what he did was, he knew what every nigga would be thinking. And that was perfect. What he did was move into the realm of imagination, which is, I'm trying to tell y'all, is the trick. They let him do that. After that, I go into my book on the research. I can't remember how it was, but it was clear close to 50 goddamn slave shows were produced after Django Unchained. None of these, the same imaginative goody-goody idea that Clinton had. All of these to show you those same stories over and over again. This bullshit, Harriet. Even before that, though, the one with Nat Turner. Terrible shit. I can't remember. There was the one with the same girl who's on Lovecraft. Journey, whatever her name is, the brother did the bullshit. She did some runaway slave shit. They got some shit now called abolitionist, runaway slave shit. You know what I'm saying? On these shows, The Butler, 12 Years a Slave, in these kinds of shows, that's where they get to show you the hangings, the beatings. Journey Smollett, thank you, Appetite for Chic. They keep her in a fucking slavery show. And or the climax of her in Lovecraft is praying, you know, they keep that shit right there. They ain't gonna let you leave Jesus. They're gonna make you thank Jesus more for some of the happiness that you're feeling. Meanwhile, they're gonna keep a bad guy element. A bad guy element is called Republicans now. See, these Republicans are lawmakers and they're fucking you up right now. And all of that praying, all of that marching, all of that black girl magic, all that Black Lives Matter means nothing. They're changing laws right now. And that's how they work in this system. And so you have your power to supersede their laws instead of trying to work within their laws and act like you fucking are going to come off. That don't make no sense. If you were in the house of the rapist, what rule or law you're going to outwit him and win in his own house? Or am I going to make a school, you're going to go to it and pretend to be smarter than me? It doesn't make no sense. You have to find another system that has nothing to do with it. And they know that system is closer to you. So what they have to do is continuously take faith out of your black ass constantly. So this way, you have no faith in your black ass. You have no faith in your black ass. Therefore, you won't look towards yourself to save yourself. You'll still look towards their system to find a way to make it easy for yourself. That's what all them coon-ass niggas in Congress is trying to tell your ass. Just sit down, just do this. Just go to school, just do this. Just follow their rules. Maybe one day they decide not to fuck with you. So by
Biden's on the top and on front right now because he's the symbol of not fucking with you. There was a time you thought Clinton was a symbol for not fucking with you. Turns out, once all the hype was gone, he put that fucking saxophone down. Find out he passed the most laws. Incarcerate you, to fuck you up, and the little bit of welfare that you was getting, which was dysfunctional, but at a point that now dependent on, he took that shit away too.
Message.
So your children starve more.
Message.
Biden, don't think it's the Republicans against the Democrats.
Message.
Don't think they didn't need a patsy like Trump to come in and say the most ridiculous shit on 10, and now they leaving it ridiculous shit on 8, and then changing laws by that same ridiculous shit that you won't even know to after this next phase is gone. On the front, when you act like you're successful, you'll see more woke shows. You see shows, themes address your issue, but traumatize you beyond belief. There is a show on Amazon called Fair. It's not for the faint of heart.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Study this show for this reason, because you need to see the goddamn deception. You need to see the technology being dropped on your ass. And this show them show every form of Holocaust damn there that could happen to your black ass, only to make weak points in the end. So you see 9 shows of goddamn, and what you also see is them demonizing that standard Trump racist. The old nigger can no longer move on in the golden age, his current position. What up, JP? In his current position, Nikki Love, in his current position, the old Negro must have this idea he is moving up. New Negro is the white, poor man, redneck, guys who they rounded up at the Capitol. Those are the new niggas. That was the ritual, start the process, the shift. You know, for there to be a race war, people would have to go somewhere. For white people have not yet power decided to confront black people. Like if there's a black rally, Black Lives Matter, you'll see a handful of white people come and shout and hold up signs under the protection of the police. You never see them come to get busy. Maybe sometimes, and maybe in safe quarters. But they ain't coming to Harlem, you know what I'm saying, with them signs. They ain't coming to where that nigga land, wherever the Troy's or fucking St. Louis with them signs. Black people would have, if there's going to be a war, black people would go and do it, and we're not. You don't see all of that. Still have this, even as Black Lives Matter, this disillusional idea that what we're doing gets Congress going, oh, I get it now. We don't even know the psychological weaponry of that bullshit. Let me shout out some of these people sending a donation. Y'all see my cash up at this Brother Pan. Anything helps, you know what I'm saying? Keep these lights on. Henties, peace. Dreamwise, what up, y'all? Peace, y'all. Holly Wells, peace. Stephen Jones, well, I'm not going to say your last name. Monique B, Stephen J. Levi, what up, son? Peace, Levi. Woo, Sean Brown. That's a heavy one, Brown. Thank you, brother. Sorry to get out your government. It's so regular, though. Tiffany S., what up, pieces? Damon G., thanks for the love, man. Thanks for studying, man. I want y'all to all remember, never forget, the difference between a teacher and these niggas bullshitting you. A teacher makes you a teacher. So each thing he drops, let him give you references in the book. They don't give, remember, if it came out their head, they should be the first one to tell you it's the channel. Other than that, they got it from a book. How the fuck are they too proud to tell you what book? You should be able to read it for yourself and come up with your own determination. You don't need to come up with the same thing I come up with. Saying what this is about is not a religion. You need to read this source information and transform yourself based upon your own mind. I respect you enough to free you, not have you following me around for the next thing. I'm glad you show up. I'm glad we have fun, but I want you to know what I know. I want you to do what I do independent of me. Therefore, I give you what I read all day, all the time. And if somebody else is not giving that to you, tell them, watch them for entertainment. Felicia W. Peace. Willie T. Peace. Jessica Peace. OG Madden Peace. Sloan D. Peace. Karan Peace. What up? Stella, all right. Then we up, we up. Kenton and Gerard Mick. Nia R. Yeah, I think we there. All right, y'all. So this show, them, is quite disturbing at the imagery they show. They always put it under the banner of, you know, this is what they did to us. You know, this is how they do us. You know, and so it justifies still showing rape, still showing black children getting killed by ignorant white trash, terrorized into the child's head, terrorized by white men, hung by white men, this show, and degraded in a dozen ways. I seen a movie that did the same thing for the life of me. I can't remember what it was or who it was that was in it. I guarantee the same people made a show out of this movie where these black people moved into. You see, here's the thing. Here's how they justify it. This is 1960-something. These were one of the first people to move into the neighborhood of Compton. And now that niggas feel that Compton is somehow their neighborhood, you know, even though they probably, you know, don't own buildings and shit in there, but they feel it's their neighborhood, kind of supposed to have the sense that these black people belong to this neighborhood at this time with all these white people. Like, subconsciously, I caught myself. Because it felt like these white people were in my neighborhood. It's Compton. Understand? It's Compton. So I'm like, wait a minute. None of that shit is mine. When you think about it, you understand? But when you're not thinking about it, your subconscious takes over with what we call the familiarity of the situation.
Message.
The familiarity of it is once they say Compton, you feel you can stay claim to it. So then you get behind these people's cause, no matter how stupid it is, moving this neighborhood at this time. They're portraying these idiots as humans. Or as just good humans and pioneers. You understand? It's like, man, fuck that. Who wants to live with these son of a bitches at all? So they showed you Compton. You know what I'm saying? They showed you Compton, then you will kind of stay claim to it. So that's one of the tricks. And they did it. You will get behind these people's causes no matter what shit they went through, and they absolutely went through some shit. They show the white trash as dumb, men as incompetent, the women as bitter, unforgiving, unloving, unrealistically disgusting and mean as we tend to think white women are, to be quite honest. But a white woman, you don't know that we call racist amongst ourselves. They show that in full-blown unforgiving. Of course, she gets hers in the end. Because this black woman, after all sorts of treachery, just to live in this fucking neighborhood. So study that. It's called Them, and it's on Amazon. But it's one of the shows they're trying to show you that black people are starting to establish on television psychologically with you that they're starting to feed you wins. But wins done under their banner. Wins done under their time code. That's the new thing now. I want you to watch for that. They're going to present you wins. To get new housing. Remember, we were always begging them better houses, their banks, better loans. So now you're going to see we offer black businesses loans. That's going to be the order of the day. We've helped more black families get into homes. Then they're going to show you neighborhoods that look fucking beautiful. Understand? They're going to make it seem like all the things that you were trained to beg them for, they're now untightening the leash. And they're trying to synchronize this, the rise of the golden age. We're just getting into this age, so we're going to notice little things and little scores. Those who have been on that shit, such as myself, feeling a lot more of the bloom because I learned how to access a lot more of that invisible etheric that exists that is in your favor. Bobby Hemmett tried to give you a whole classification of those energies through the gods. The gods are representations or symbols or of descriptions of energies. Now, if you fuck with those gods over the years that Bobby Hemmett has been dropping on your ass, then you've lined yourself up with the proper energy, the advanced cosmic energy, and when there's a shift, you're on the cusp of that shit, baby pa. But if you're out here fucking around, acting like you don't know your ass from your elbow, running around this motherfucker trying to get a vaccine, then I pity the fool. You understand what I'm saying? I pity the motherfucking fool. But if you've been on this country shit, baby, then you understand that this golden age is real. Because the good days you used to feel in the Kali Yuga seem to be a little bit more consistent. I'm going through a massive amount of DNA changes on levels you niggas would have killed yourself. That's part of the game. Feel me? Part of the game. While we here, I'm going to shout out my nigga Wild Style, Chicago, my nigga for real. Y'all probably remember him. He was in a group, still in a group, and they still doing things. In fact, they're coming up on their reunion, Crucial Conflict, smoking that hay in the middle of the barn, baby. Those are some real niggas, the real records. Their album, Believe It or Not, was one of the greatest albums in the rap game. If y'all really know your business, and I don't really suppose you do. If you really know your business, know about this group, Crucial Conflict, if you don't know. That's right, Positive Vibes from Chicago, Sin City. know who it is. Yippee-ki-yay. Remember that other shit? Yippee-ki-yay shit? Woo! Fire-ass niggas. To the war, to the left, nigga. Woo! And Hostile and the main front men, you know, though there was four rappers, Hostile was one of the main front men and the producer, is still one of the best motherfuckers in the game I've heard recently. He plays some shit for me. Woo! You have to park and just reevaluate what the fuck you think you know. Feel what I'm saying? What you think you know. And what was crazy was, it's a crazy story. Back in the days, 1995, my sister got me a job at Universal with the A&R dude named Dino. And one day, there's a dude with a big-ass country hat doing all this bopping shit. And there was no such thing as that bopping shit. Beat was like this in New York. Boom, back, boom, back, boom, back was it. There was none of that shit. And he's in this office doing it, and Dino's trying to keep a straight face. So Dino, you pulled me to the side, said, oh, it was funny as hell. It's the funniest shit I heard this year. I'm going to bring it home tonight so we could all have a funny. He brought it home to my sister, who he was dating, and she said, are you fucking crazy? I don't know what in the fuck these niggas is talking about. Whatever the fuck they talking about is some serious shit. You need to sign it. And so that was the reason signed to Conflict. And as I told the story one time, just to shit on what he did not know, what most A&Rs do not know, because these A&Rs are being pulled from these colleges. That's old news. I don't even think there's record labels. I was talking about that shit years ago, damn near. When there was record labels, the destruction of them was these Theo Dagmas motherfuckers. These Cosby Show niggas had no, I mean, they assigned Rakim to Dino. Dino woke me up in the morning complaining about this shit. Y'all call him God? God? Well, now they gave me the God. What the fuck am I supposed to do with the God? And before I got my head together to be able to tell him, are you fucking out your mind, nigga? Rakim? Shit, nigga, give him the meat. By the end of the day, I seen him. Must have said that stupid shit. Enough. Someone to correct him. Probably my brother Garnett. He rest in power. Went to junior high school with me. Just coincidentally, was also working at Universal at the time under promotion. He was considered the nigga who didn't went to college that nobody liked, that they eventually fired him. He was there keeping college niggas point. So I'm sure by the time Dino got to Garnett with that fucking complaint, he got home talking about he gonna make this shit his career. So this is the type of level I was talking about of ignorance I started finding on A&R and the execs that they were hiring. When I worked at Universal, every single young exec, every single intern were all from Howard. All pledged together. So this is how you knew no one got your promotion based upon having some sort of slick skill or slick game or slick way making records happen for folks. Not on, there was a fraternity brother. That's facts. Niggas like us, out all our fucking credentials, were treated as such, paid as such, operated as such within there. Dar, a family of all them niggas from the same school, hands down. Treated them Howard chicks, who was his assistant, like shit. I can't remember what school he went to, but I don't think it was Howard. Or maybe he just treated them chicks like shit because that's who he was. So after telling this story about Crucial Conflict and how they got on with my sister, me witnessing this shit, Wild Style reaches out. Yo, Panic, yo, I fuck with you all the time. I'm full-blown conscious. So it turns out Wild Style, full-blown conscious. Now, we've been talking on and off for a year, just kicking it, you know what I'm saying? Just kicking it. And like I said, I went through a lot of DNA changes. And he caught me, and he knew something was going on. I didn't realize, all my nieces and nephews out there, oh, no tap, I see y'all. I see y'all shouting me out. Peace. So all y'all that keep saying, oh, you're an herb pack, come on, nigga. Better email, get your shit. My son's sending a lot of them out. And you ain't get yours, better get back on the train, nigga. Maybe I'll talk about Lovecraft, too, a little bit. So it turns out Wild Style's conscious. He reached out. He's like, yo, man, I fuck with you hard. Like, I'm full-blown, nigga. And like I said, going through some of these changes, he caught me on a day and shit was rough and he knew it. So that psychic energy popped up and he was right there with me. And, you know, he said some good shit, kind of put me back into a heavy metaphysical state because, you know, the human body will take your ass back down to regular. And so he did that. And, you know, it's good to be able to talk to a real nigga, a music nigga, you know what I'm saying, and just a real nigga, a real Chi-Town G. And, you know, my man looked out for me, and he blessed me with the joints, baby. Better pay attention. Ooh, just one of these little motherfuckers. It's that Chi-Town boogie, baby. For these, showing that black on black crime. You know what I'm saying? For the Wild Style, sent me that black on black crime. This is that hay. You know what I'm saying? And when he sent this shit, I want y'all to understand. That nigga put that hay in the middle of the barn on it. So you know what this is. You know what this is. Panic chewing on that hay in the middle of the barn. Peace, respect, love to my brother, our style from Crucial Conflict. I cannot say thank you enough for, like, a couple of them talks, how you out, that hay, middle of the barn, you know what I'm saying, that you sent me. That shit is making life wonderful right now. So Wild Style, my nigga, peace. You know what I'm saying? I avid studier, and I like the way his consciousness is going right now in a big way. So never sleep. If y'all don't know who Wild Style is, I urge y'all to get the album Final Pick. Listen to that masterpiece. In fact, I'll challenge you. This rap today is done off the style that they put down. Before them, listen closely, New Jacks. For them, there was no other style like that in America. No one was rapping that. Maybe it was inevitable. But they did it first, and they did it wild, did it ill. No one's ever matched them. Then and not today, because they still do things. shit right now. You don't allow comments on it. Y'all don't allow comments on videos because I don't give a fuck what you got to say, happy or sad. I said what I say. Either study it or you don't. The fact that you think that comments need to be on videos shows how stupid you become. Think anybody really gives a fuck. People follow comments on videos when they want more followers, so they engage you. I don't need that. I haven't needed that before followers was even a word that you strive. Before you had to strive for followers, I had too many niggas. I was breaking servers. Raquel N, peace. Jacqueline Sawyer, peace. Jennifer S, peace. Marcus M, peace. Joe Smith, peace. Yvonne D, peace. Edward R, peace. Anthony W, peace. KH, peace. R, Roar, peace. Chelsea, C-H-A-I-S-E, Chasey. Oh, that's oh, thank you for my birthday. Thank you, Chasey T, if I'm saying it right. Richard B, all right. Latasha D, what up? Marlene T, B Hunter, Terry M, peace. Tomorrow, peace. Ryan M, peace. Jelani B, peace. Shima D, peace. The Moss, scientist, peace. Robin, peace. Robert H, peace. Chris B, peace. Sheridan Wood, W, peace. Andre D, peace. Nicole L, peace. Jerron W, peace. D, Ram, peace. Buddha, peace. Quentin, peace. Rod, peace. Naya Kalen, R, peace. All right, I think we there. Yeah. All right, peace to the gods. Peace all. All right. So my man Wildstyle, you know, y'all need to check into what he's doing. But throw some support that way, whatever y'all see is cool. Because he's definitely one of the posse. He's one of the light thinking minds. And like I said, though this is not a church and it's not a religion and it's not that, we still can make it light for our brothers because there's very few of us on earth. So that was the idea of calling everyone conscious, because it was a way to say, okay, if that person is conscious, you know you're dealing with a like mind. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays, everybody you deal with ain't conscious. So you got to even, just because they hear and say peace don't mean shit. It's how much work they did to elevate their mind or expand it out of their human fucking animalistic state. That's the deal. So once you recognize that, then, you know, I say it's a each one, teach one. It's got to start somewhere, and I think it at least should start between us. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. Also, y'all need to watch the Hidden Messages in The Winter Soldier and The Falcon. Of course, it's a Heru story. But you've seen in that show what they did redeem the black man. Said the black man was one of the first super soldiers as well. And then they gave him a statue like Osiris. It was the resurrection and the redemption of Osiris through Heru. And, of course, when Heru comes down, has a whole message about cooperation. You need to do this. You need to work with congressmen to do that. You need to do that. What they're trying to do is tell black people, because we're woke now and we went through this woke phase and we can now call, see, now this is the reason why you can call white people shitty now, because now it refers to Trump's people. So they call it all of them shitty. White people do this. White people do that. White people do that. What they try to say is not the like-minded people, white people who live and grew up on rap, who eat goddamn collard greens with your ass, who just don't know the difference. Because there is a true upset of those white people, because that is the fact. After goddamn 30 years of rap, they grew up on Influence Kings. They know who you are. They're not scared of you no more. There was a time in Harlem, if you seen the white people for whatever reason, for gentrification, or while it was beginning to happen, they looked at the floor. You walk downtown, white people look at the floor. None of them look at you in the eye. They're used to that. Our aunt was conscious is used to that. When the immigrants started coming to Harlem, they look you in the eye. They don't even cower when they walk past you. You know, when you're walking one way, they're walking the other way. Usually they cower, and you walk straight. Now, you both are moving. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because years and years of rap, you demystified anything about you that was a thug. Because it was years and years of news reports of you being a thug and a monster. I don't see you there as the drips and drops that are drying up, and they're trying to put them all in a basket called Donald Trump, because they don't need them no more. They don't need that army no more. Because if they set that army against us, it's not going to win. It doesn't work in this age. Like, for instance, they also pay attention closely to the zodiac sign and the shifts of the houses. So we were in that, when we were in the house of Pisces, which we just left, that is the age of belief. So they knew they could rule you with a pope. When we started coming into the age of information, they just started destroying that image with their truth. Child molestation or pornography or child abuse. And the age of Aquarius is the age of information. I'm going to get a water message. All right. So the age of Aquarius, which we're in, are the age of information. That's when the lecture circuit began to build. That's when the bend. C. Freeman Elms, Jewel Pogroms, and Dr. Africa's, and thousand names that's just not coming to head. Bobby Hemmett, Phil Valentine, Steve Copley, Oscar Kwesi, you could say Farrakhan a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But that's when started Pat Video and Sister Burt, and all of those things began to come into effect, whereas filming information. We were coming, John Henry Clark, there you go. Dick Gregory, yeah, perhaps. Yeah, I could say that. Came into the era of reality. So the white man has to make a move, too, to stay in control. So he gave you the internet. The internet was his answer to the information age. Now, why argue when you could go to Google? So me trying to remember something and speculating is ridiculous while I have a phone in my hand. I can go on Google and find out what's what. So if you are not using the Google in the information age, you're dumb. But what you were supposed to be doing was getting information from your own cosmic record, your own DNA. And we don't know how to do that. This is the perfect time to download, you know, into spiritual concepts. So all that shit I teach you in my class, all
that shit Bobby Henry talking about, how to speak altars, candle magic, fairy magic, scrying, meditation, we said altars, understanding the concepts of the seven laws of Tahuti, so you can fashion your mind to that reality, live within those laws, to thrive within those laws. Things like that, those answers, those methods inside of you. And that's the true meaning of the information age, is where you're supposed to be going within and starting to develop who and what you are. Who and what you are, because this information that was locked in you, you have access to it only if you ask for it. Only if you ask for it. So, spiritual baths, herb packs, and all the rest of that shit. All the classes we offer, all the classes Khadijah offers, is really simply about, quite simply, it's just really about you having the epiphany, a moment inside of you, a moment inside of you, a moment that you say, aha, really you accessing the information you need in the information age. We are conducive to that. We have just been absolutely positively, overwhelmingly trained to look outside of ourselves for our answers. And therefore, by looking outside of ourselves,
pay attention,
we're finding very limited answers, and that's why, and very specific answers, not conducive to you and your personal plight.
Now, with that, guys, I know I told you that I was going to be popping in and out, but that is the whole premise of this show. You know what I'm saying? We look for answers outside of ourselves, you know what I mean? And we try to measure up, alter, you know, realities and how we want, you know, this world to go. And, you know, I think we forget that in this whole spectrum of the universe that we like to quote, you know what I mean? We are like the pebble in the vast ocean, you know? So, excuse me, life is not going to always go how we want it to go. But in also in opposition, in contrast to that, all of the answers, all of the things that we try to understand, all of the wisdom that we want to gain, you know, all of that stuff is within inside of us. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Tap in, guys. Probably another hour or so left. Yeah, another hour and 20 minutes left, guys. But I'll still be here tapping in and out. But, yes, the answers are always within you. You are your own judge and jury at the end of all of this. You versus you, right?
And since we're finding that, we sound like church because we're all finding the same kind of thing. All finding the same kind of thing. So you have to find some personal moments. And then when you do find the personal moment, you find that you really don't believe in it because it's so specific. But if it was in Wikipedia, kind of go, oh, okay, I get it now. If it was in some sort of book that John Henry Clark wrote that you can certify, something that someone said that you could certify, you're willing to believe in it more. Peace, 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 Rob, peace, Kellyanna and Marie. Like, if you were to get it from your own mind, those are the things Deja and I get in consultation
to let you know, you might want to sign up, too. We're doing a lot of great things there in our joint consultations. Not a consultation with just me, but go to Khadija's website, Thamedi Readings, SAMEDIREADINGS.com, Thamedi Readings, and sign up for the joint consultation. Very good things happening there. Very good things happening there. We find in the joint consultations, though, the things that you do get eternally, those are the things that you usually bring us as questions. Those are the things I'm telling you believe in, that you build your foundation on. You never turn back. You have to start meditating to get your own aha moments. The information age is truly the information locked in your DNA that was released to you formally because it was not, and we were forced to believe. The same way we believe that Elvis is here. We believe that Tupac and Michael Jackson are still here. None of us know. But all of that from a time of belief. And in the age of knowing, they give you holograms. Because the only thing you are here is actually a hologram. And that's the best you got for your existence. And they gave Tupac and whoever else was dead the same fucking existence. And they do that in this time because we're in the age of knowing. They're playing with you. And more so, they're playing with what you don't know. But you can't say you don't know because I just fucking told you. But there's some who's listening, there's some who's looking for the next thing to type. But for those who are listening, you got to know what time we're in and know how to navigate out through what your power is. You don't know what your power is. You must depend on nothing but you. You must know how to depend on nothing but you. You must be able to share with black people after you have something to offer. If you're still looking for something, you will not find it in the body of black people. You will not find it until you go within, until you have faith in what comes out of you. And if it's crazy, can you know how to fashion it into something that serves you purpose? Something that serves you purpose. And if it doesn't serve you purpose, the consciousness should expand, then you're wasting your fucking time. The consultation prize for any of this, the better humanity. That's only secondary to a greater spiritual evolution. It's only secondary to a greater spiritual evolution. So they gave Osiris his due, which is psychologically given the old Negro, the ancient black man who was tortured, beaten, and went through all sorts of atrocity, still hiding from the police and society. This is in the movie Winter Soldier and the Falcon. Hiding from society, still blah, 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 to redeem him. So you have this Falcon figure, or Horus, coming back to redeem Osiris. And psychologically, these types of things and these types of happenings is happening.
See you later, not having Wi-Fi when you want it. Hello through a phone plan with full.
I'm sorry, y'all. Damn.
Answers, and that's why, and very specific answers, not conducive to you and your personal plight. And since we're finding that your DNA that was released to you formally because it was not, and we were forced to believe. The same way we believe that Elvis is here. We believe that Tupac and Michael Jackson is still here. None of us know. But all of that from a time of belief.
None of us know.
And in the age of knowing, they give you holograms. So the only thing you are here is actually a hologram. And that's the best you got for your existence. And they gave Tupac and whoever else was dead the same fucking existence. And they do that in this time because we're in the age of knowing. They're playing with you. And more so, they're playing with what you don't know. But you can't say you don't know because I just fucking told you. But there's some who's listening. There's some who's looking for the next thing to type. But for those who are listening, you got to know what time we're in and know how to navigate out through what your power is. You don't know what your power is. You must depend on nothing but you. You must know how to depend on nothing but you. You must be able to share with black people after you have something to offer. If you're still looking for something, you will not find it in the body of black people. You will not find it until you go within, until you have faith in what comes out of you. And if it's crazy, so you know how to fashion it into something that serves you purpose. Something that serves you purpose. And if it doesn't serve you purpose for consciousness to expand, then you're wasting your fucking time. The consultation prize for any of this, the better humanity, that's only secondary to a greater spiritual evolution. It's only secondary to a greater spiritual evolution. So they gave Osiris his due, which is psychologically given the old Negro, the ancient black man who was tortured, beaten, and went through all sorts of atrocity, still hiding from the police and society. This is in the movie Winter Soldier in the Falcon. Hiding from society. Still blah, blah, blah. To redeem him. So you have this Falcon figure, Horus, coming back to redeem Osiris. And psychologically, these types of things and these types of happenings, on this type of show, these types of happenings and this type of thing, on this type of show is happening because they're psychologically trying to create victories only in your mind. Mm-hmm. You're going to see and keep seeing more shows where you believe you're getting victories. Just the way they talk on that hashtag Black AF show on Netflix that I told you about earlier. They talk so how black people talk when we are alone. Remember that? We used to say things we say only among black people. Remember that kind of thing? Well, the things we say and the things we think only amongst black people, they're getting right at white people with it in their face. They're saying it all through the show where it's like, ooh, is that, oh my goodness, will that offend? And I have to think for a moment, oh, geez, what's happening here? You know what I'm saying? What's happening here? And I said, oh, I get what they're doing. They're trying to psychologically make black people feel we moved after Kamala, after Obama, then Kamala, moved to a place where we could just speak our mind now. There's no more hidden, and the white people who don't protest against it are our friends. But the white people under Donald Trump who don't like it, who's wearing these hats and these, those are the enemies that will never get to us. You see, they storm the Capitol, and white people arrested them automatically. They do anything by way of collecting and stepping up and walking towards anything. White people are coming to fight them before black people really kill them. I don't know why in the world they think black people aren't prepared for this kind of shit. These niggas kill kids constantly. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get old, complain about what they did after the fact. These sick minds that have been created in these ghettos, there's no war happening here, guys. There's no war, for any respect. I don't give a fuck how much they go to the target range. Niggas target on young kids, black mothers getting killed constantly. Every ghetto, every day, there's a handful of niggas gone. Pick a city. Pick a city, nigga. There's a death every day, nigga. There's a death every day in New York. Straight black on black murder. That don't happen to white people. You know, fuck how many targets, how much you hate blacks. Let that thing happen. They know. That's, so I'm telling you, that's not a reality. What they're trying to do is identify all those people. They don't need them no more. They don't need them no more. So they're going to make them the bad guys. Know that. Now, you was coming online. Khadija was telling me she was getting this kind of, she was seeing what I was meaning a little bit more. Is your imagination. You need to delve into the realm of what you make up in your mind. Yeah, nigga, I could drive a boat, nigga, like motherfucking Jack Sparrow, baby. And I'm driving through the fucking, through the Caribbean, bitch. There's a breeze on me, ho. Don't fuck up my breeze. Get out the way. Somebody give me some of that shit with the coconut in it, nigga. Something. You better be able to go in your own fucking head and come up with whatever story that makes you the winner, son. Make it up. If you're Terry, I've heard that. I can't do my imagination. I'm going to start at the beginning. I'm a tree. This
message.
Is how a tree feels.
Message.
I don't know.
Message.
But what you will notice and should notice and what you should practice on. Ready? Listen up, guys. What you should practice on is trying to think of your memories in as much detail as you can. So think of something, let's say, at your grandmother's house if it was a fond memory, which is a fond memory for me. So, for instance, one of the fond memories is she always had a candy dish that never ended. Even though we knew the candy was in the cabinet, it just was like, the candy dish was more magical. So, I mean, I don't have to imagine that. I could just get a candy dish, which I did, and it's on my table now. You know what I'm saying? And my granddaughter fucks with it. So that psychological joy that I was able to, over the years, my kids, their friends, always taking out, love to come to my house, and before they leave, hit that candy dish. It was in the dining room, now it's in the kitchen area, dining room. So I'm able to bring that magic into reality, a simple thing like that. That's magic. So remember things like that, that you had, that you probably can recreate. That's number one. Now, Big Breakfasts was another big deal. It's one of the first places we learned to cook. And, of course, that's bacon and eggs and toast, you know, all the good shit, pancakes. So we would make these feasts.
Message.
Ourselves. Message. You know what I'm saying? So we had, it couldn't move until we had to shit it out. So anytime I would go to a place to eat breakfast, I would also order a coffee, which I don't drink, which my grandmother drunk with sweet and low, two sweetened loaves, and a cream. So I would make that, put that out for her as I indulge the same hearty breakfast to get into the moment, to ritualize with my imagination that moment. That's living, trying to live in that feeling or that moment or that energy. Once you can get into that mood or that energy, the forward thinking of the things I have in the world to deal with, I can imagine a better scenario. So through the same energy, I'm going to imagine my problems are fixed or whatever new thing I want there coming. If you haven't done this or things like this, don't worry. It takes a while. Your greatest problem will probably be focus. Your ability to stay focused
message.
Or in the moment of
message.
The meditation. But you're trying to direct your energy towards these positive thoughts. To direct your energy towards these positive thoughts, and you feel you're in that zone, you want to then take forward thoughts. Thoughts about maybe how you're going to figure this out, that out, and the other thing. Or just relax in the moment. You can recreate the joyful moment that you can recreate. That's the power that is online right now. And before, it was harder to do that. Try it now. Absolutely more surprised at how vivid the detail of the memory is. How vivid the detail of the memory is. That's where you want to stay. You want to be able to look at your memories and get in between them. All five senses. You go to listen. What the fuck is saying? Five senses, your tool. So once you find the happy memory that you're trying to probe, you're going to feel it, smell it, see it, taste it, hear it. You want to be there in the moment. You want to be absolutely present that memory. What this is going to do, put your mind to a particular frequency, using your memory to get you there. But you must activate all five senses in the memory. There's a smell in the room. What were you tasting? What do you imagine it tastes like? What were you eating at the time? What can you use to trigger taste in this scenario? What do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? The feeling. What's the feeling? You know what I'm saying? So once you're there and you feel you've captured it and you're in that memory, you want to be able to bring that memory or that feeling back. You want to stay in that feeling. You want to hold on to that mood and manipulate it as a weapon. So you want to get back. So I'm going to go to my grandmother's house and I remember how it smelled and what it tastes like. I felt the feeling, the comfort, the safety, the potential, sunshine through the window. I can hear outside the echoing, the water, the boats. We were living on Roosevelt Island. I can feel it as if it's right here. It's power. I can see it, and it doesn't, when I open my eyes, it doesn't move away as quick as it did, or that you usually do. You know, you dream about something, and you're out of it. it's like it takes a minute for me to come back here. And that's one of the things I noticed, that you're able to stay in the moment or the memory or the meditation longer. That's happening because that's a part of this shift. So now I can take that memory and I can just use my imagination. I just put that memory in a gun. I'm squirting it all over this room. Paint this energy of my room now with the energy of this absolutely positively powerful and most pleasant memory to me. And this room is now covered in it. And now I see this room that I'm in now covered in this pleasant joy, in this memory. As I lay here, sleep here, move around here, I move in that joy. I move in that power and in that sunshine and in that potential. Come on, you unsophisticated niggas. I'm showing you step by step how this shit is done. None of these niggas are showing you how it's done. They're just telling you that they did it. You should believe in them because they did it. Well, I'm telling you how it's done. Step by step. How to use your memory, meditation, and imagination to create that which you love the moment you are in now. Fuck me if it don't work. Look around, nigga. Look around. Oh, nigga, it worked. Oh, nigga, it worked. You have to work it. It's not me who works it. It's not me who can do it for you. It's you who do it for you. Go into the memory. Use all five senses. And paint that memory in the room you're in now. Associate that memory with power, transformation, safety, wisdom, knowing, understanding. And never forget, nothing can take none of this away from you. This shit is about you. This shit ain't about me. This shit about you. There's nothing more real than I can tell you than that. This shit is about you. If you don't get that by now, then you'll never will. You'll just be hanging out. You want to go to the next level? You're going to have some faith in yourself. You're going to have some faith in yourself. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have some faith in yourself. And, like, that's one of the biggest things Khadija and myself have found have been a big problem. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, they showing that ripping chicken on Popeye's. Boy, I tell you this shit. They don't go, they do not go easy on these commercials. And it's easier now to get your ass because the imagination is there. So, like, I don't even, you know, who the fuck eats McDonald's? But that chicken sandwich, they making that shit right. The only thing second to that is KFC. Boy, they made that shit about this big. They're like, nigga, you're going to be here for a while if you get one of these. I'm like, damn, nigga, I got a little time. Got a little time, nigga. But, you know, you can't eat that crap. So once the commercial's over, you know, you don't really give a fuck. But when that commercial's on, they show that ripping chicken. It's that baby arm with all the little fingers hanging off. You just rip them crunchy little motherfuckers off and dip them in that sweet heat. Nigga, love that chicken from Popeye. My son asked me, did the black lady really make the chicken? Like, niggas want to know. We just want to know. I said, no, that hoe's a spokeswoman, man. He was so hurt. But not hurt enough not to get some of that ripping chicken. Wasn't that fucking out of sorts? You know what I'm saying? It's true. You know what I'm saying? You see that ripping chicken, then they slide them old dirty ass
fake ass script all over it. That shit made in a fucking Chinese lab. He's like, ooh, goddamn, look at this GMO. Oh my goodness. They put this GMO together in such a way, nigga. All of these delectable sauces. These sauces look delectable, nigga. I could dip for days. Got tartar. They got a cocktail sauce. Barbecue. Sweet heat. Ranch. All sorts of dipperoos. And you throw on some of them goddamn fucking curly fries. Oh, nigga. Woo. Popeyes has outdone themselves. They are the leader in this shit. They are the leader. They mind control niggas with that sandwich like nobody's business. Y'all got to get y'all some books on some mind control. Know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, nigga. Oh, yeah, Drew, you ain't never lied. That fucking them ripping chickens is magic. And the shit got like five things, like a hand. It's only like a chicken tender that they cut up, like, you know what I'm saying? And let me ask y'all niggas this. I was forced to watch the NAACP Awards. Why is Nas selling Hennessy, yo? Like, okay, can someone tell me, like, yo, no one drinks Hennessy no more. Like, nigga, like, I know you're an OG, but you can't do old people shit. Know what I'm saying? Like, Hennessy, nigga? Like, first of all, y'all fucked up trying to bring dignity back to Hennessy. Hey, niggas, y'all seen get shot on Hennessy, on a Hennessy night. Folks, I call it Hennessy. Tell them what it is. Any, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm selling any. You know I'm saying, like, couldn't, dog. Like, I couldn't. Like Tito's? Okay. Like, oh, nobody drinks Hennessy no more. When we had to get together, even last year, 2 years ago, before this pandemic bullshit, I started putting out the Hennessy, and it was going back under the shelf at night. You know what I'm saying? Before, you couldn't keep Hennessy in the house. It would always go into reserves. Find out, you know, niggas, something, oh, Hennessy panic, grow up. Hennessy, oh, nigga, my chest. Oh, even old niggas is like, nah, nigga. We need to update out. You know what I'm saying? Old niggas who still go to the club and buy drinks, they buy Hennessy, they ain't getting no pussy. Gotta be honest with yourselves here. Right. Old niggas figured that shit out. Said, look, we go to the club, we ain't getting no pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We ain't getting no pussy. What y'all drinking? Tito's? Okay. I have a sip of that. And this Don Q or whatever the fuck tequila they drinking. But they drinking everything but Hennessy. He just made the declaration of, okay, I don't want to listen to this old man's music, even though I heard a lot about it. That's all little niggas said. Well, I heard a lot about him, Ma, but why are you still drinking Hennessy? Like, somebody made him do that? He did freak me out, though. Like, I forgot his daughter's name is Destiny. I was like, oh, okay. That's beautiful. You wrote your daughter, you got drunk and wrote your daughter a letter. Where we at? All right, so, please, is there anything else to talk about? Lovecraft Country was medium bullshit. Maybe they got, I guess if you want to look at the bright side, they got further than I think they would have. You know what I'm saying? But let's be all clear, they had to throw, right, Henny's garbage. Tell them about Christy Love 11110. Like, oh, that's my girl, Christy Love. What up, Christy? Yeah, Christy Love came over here, I believe, for a party.
Yeah, you came to the house for a party at one time. I think you left the Hennessy alone, too. Probably seen it at the edge of the bar, like, yo, okay, y'all niggas just gonna flip on me like that? Nobody drinking that shit, you know what I'm saying? Nas said cut the check. Sometimes you need to leave that check alone, you know what I'm saying? Nas invested in Ring. He got a check. Y'all need to stop watching them dumb niggas on TV telling you what it's about. Some of the business is about. It's about integrity, too. You know what I'm saying? You watch some OGs. You don't see them rock niggas doing none of that bullshit. When the fucking last time you seen Al Smith drinking Hennessy talking about cut the fucking check? But I guarantee you he got a fucking check, and Nas got more hits than him. That's the shit you need to probe. How them niggas merchandising makes them niggas millions. How them Arrow Smith t-shirts that they in on the ground floor at, and that's how they cut the check. Niggas don't buy Nas t-shirts like that. It ain't cut the check, nigga. The sad part is, I need a check. These niggas are the ones telling you they rich. Ain't nobody outside of them telling you rappers are rich. Certain rappers. Oh, we can get into that shit too. Tell you firsthand, them niggas ain't got no money. The niggas you think is up. Because it's not really about you do it then you got money. What deal did you cut makes the difference? You know what I'm saying? That's reality. You know what I'm saying? So, again, Nas needed a check. And that's the sad thing. It's obvious because he's doing it for Hennessy. Everybody knows it's over, including Nas. And I'm sure Hennessy made a big check because Hennessy sales probably recognizes it's over. And after all of this time, see, when they was up, I wasn't there cutting checks for Nas. Let me hear a little about that. Now that nobody drinks Hennessy no more, they want to try to bring dignity to it because they can't sell it to kids. So they get OGs. They first tried it with Rakim, OG. Then they get Nas. And I'm probably missing somebody else in OG because they're trying to make it seem like old people fuck with this. Old niggas ain't fucking with Hennessy. Old niggas change their drink too. Sure, there's some niggas. Yeah, man, everybody, come on, man. Let me get that Hennessy. The Hennessy up in the club. Just put a lemon in. I don't need no ice in it. Put the ice in it and melt that. It's okay. No, put no water in. Just put the ice in it and melt that. The ice can melt down, and I'm good from there. You'll hear that kind of shit. Oh, no doubt. But for the most part, old niggas who are shaking and baking, they drinking whatever little niggas tell them to drink. Tito's is what they drinking. That's the hottest shit in the thing now. They're going to drink that. But they want to seem hot if they're hanging around in the club or any of that shit. If they're hanging around with old folks, I mean, cognac had its flavor, and it lasted a long time. But they sure went to Belvedere and all the rest of that crap when Puffy told them to drink it too. Know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could definitely talk about how broke rappers are. They're the ones telling you that they're fucking rich as they buy the most dumbest shit in the world, and you're thinking that's going to last forever. No one sells records. I found out from B.O.B. that 1 million streams equals $20. Let me say that 2 more times. 1 million streams equals $20. 1 million streams equals $20. The music business as we know it is over. They said this is how they judge a successful record in the music business today. Only if someone calls them for a show. So they can put out as many albums as they want. If no one calls them for a show, it's not considered successful. They're only getting pretty much the same money I'm getting where YouTube decides to break them off for the ads or whatever. Other than that, there's no income until it's that popular. So they all have their run. They're all doing what they're doing, and I'm sure they're killing them at the. But no one's setting up merchandising. No one's setting up anything long term. They're marking royalties from the internet, but you see the prices are still low. Madonna tried the whole movement. She got a few artists up to try to stop this. Tell them, no, this is outrageous. Let's all take our music off of all of these Spotify's and what's the other one? I ran on my phone, with the Pandora's. Let's take all our music off of this shit. They're not paying us for shit. What up, Jeff? That's a healthy donation. I'm going to go through everybody in a second. I wonder if that's my man, Jeff. I won't say his last name, but Big Jeff. He's that type of nigga. But he did this movement that was stomped out very quick. Starting with Napster, it turned the music industry into a whole new nothing. It was the beginning of the end. Streaming became absolutely something people thought was moving and shaking in the right, and the people who charged you the services that eventually paid artists, which was still a shaky thing by the time they recruit, but let's say eventually paid artists became very crippled. No record sales, but more than anything, what I don't hear about is merchandising. First of all, rappers used to sign contracts and just gave away 100% of their merchandising because who was going to ever make a rap shirt about anything? So in other words, guys like Run-DMC, who gave away all their merchandising, or most of it, I would say. At least you heard, I don't know, I wasn't there. But you always heard the story through the grapevine, most of it. A new reality came into play. Adidas was interested in using Run-DMC merchandising. I heard they worked hard like hell to renegotiate their merchandising, which they didn't even pay attention to in the beginning, because there was no such thing. So when they played Run-DMC Adidas, they would have a bigger cut. But it's not just that. You know, there are Run-DMC shirts that are now iconic. That deal, whoever makes them has to go through Corey, I can't remember his last name, who was the owner of Profile Records. So once you wipe all that bullshit away about the record label, it's the one owner in his company that has a piece of them shirts or whatever thing that says Run-DMC on it that can be possibly made as a band and as an artist. So rock groups, when I worked at the rock label, I noticed they were more, this was their biggest thing. Walk through the door talking about merchandising. There's a white group who I met at the time, didn't know who or what they were, called the Misfits. And apparently they were very big on the punk rock scene, but more than anything, their merchandising is what kept them afloat for many, 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 many years after any song even mattered. When they came through the door, they came through with a bunch of their merchandise. And because they were aware of their deal that they made in the beginning, this is a lucrative avenue and one that keeps them afloat. I noticed the kids that worked for me would tour as a band. And as they toured as the band, they had their merchandise, they had their CDs, their tapes, their shirts, their whatever, their stickers, their whatever. And they were absolutely, that was almost bigger than the record. And you find out, like, Aerosmith and all of these guys, these shirts, if you watch, there's always a kid with these T-shirts. These T-shirts exist almost everywhere. There's a lot of snazzy, smart-talking shirts. But in the areas that it matters, shirts are there for a little bit more, you know, big money now. And these kids who buy them or want the throwbacks or whatever, Def Leppard and all of them, they're still, if they did the right thing, in on it. Rappers weren't even thinking like that shit. LL, when they signed, and the rest of them. I'm sure they could and should have. That's why they changed the name to Sean John. And Rockefeller Records and Rockaware, they had to establish there's actually a difference because of whatever was signed, even though Jay-Z owned it, becomes complicated, but he doesn't have to pay. If somebody needs to be paid or something happens to Rockefeller, it doesn't come out of Rockaware, because they can't say Rockefeller is, or if he had Rockefeller Clothes is an entity that's built upon Rockefeller Records. So they could say it wouldn't happen unless it was that. And if somebody's suing or whatever, they get into a big trouble, it can leak into the clothing line if it's the same name, because it's considered the same business entity. So they separate them as business entities. So you have Bad Boy Records and Sean John Clothes. And then he did Bad Boy Clothes too, because like late in the game and nobody gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody sued him or would be suing him, because it's all over. Ain't no record label. It's just a name. So he could do it. But when he was an active record label, he didn't do it, because if he made a gazillion dollars off of that, someone could tap into that gazillion dollars to sue him, because they can say it's the same entity. So they knew what they was doing. Merchandising is a big deal. I don't see a lot of Nas merchandise. No one had the foresight to see that or to do that or to even do it now. And then when they look at the deal they got, the record label ain't giving that up. If Nas do something, they're saying, no. Whatever big percentage we negotiated, that's what we want. And you're pretty much held up in that area unless you're going to pay me. You should have known what you were signing back then. All you wanted was that 150 we gave you up front. Boom. So Nas, like I said, he did some smart things. He invested in Ring, got some money. I'm sure Hennessy's a big check, but then you got to say, fuck it. You know, you got to weigh that option. You know what I'm saying? You got to weigh that option. You know, some guys understand that you go a longer way. You know what I'm saying? You go a longer way with certain things, and certain things you don't. Even if you watch the movie By the Doors, he made a point. Jim Morrison turned on the TV, and the rest of the group, whether this is a true story or not, it's probably a scenario that they're trying to bring up, allowed for a car commercial to use their most famous song, Light My Fire. So he's watching a car commercial, come on baby, light my fire, and it's a car commercial. And he went in on the integrity of poetry, the song, and what the song means, and now what it can be looked at when it's commercialized in such, or devalued in such a way. So there was one year Lenny Kravitz came out with that fire-ass song. That rock line was immense. He had the girl drummer with the afro, was black. And she was murdering the song. He was in classic rock guitar pose, the legs part, magical in the video. And that year, Aerosmith, considered legend, is coming to the MTV Awards. They're like, why are you showing up? They said, to see Lenny Kravitz. That fucking song, you could see, or I could see for the first time, how these rock white motherfuckers was absolutely excited. Absolutely excited about another rocker just creating something that was so fucking fire. And the only place I ever seen that was with rappers, rap music. You heard another song, you heard that Wu-Tang shit or Red Man shit or that nigga was doing that shit. Next year, the next release, maybe the third after that, was I want to get away. I want to get away. And in the same fucking year, he sold that shit to a car commercial. While the song is still hot, not like 10 years later, which is still considered a tragedy, 20 years later, maybe, because it's so nostalgic at that point, it does make a point. Maybe 20 years later. See, like, you're not mad at Marvin Gaye on a commercial now. But when these songs was out, and was supposed to have substance. Father, father, he's talking about shit of today. He's talking about shit that people can relate to, shit that's on people's minds. So you can play the song now and add all your shit to it. It's not why he wrote it. Maybe he wrote it to be timeless, or maybe he's just glad it's timeless. But it becomes absolutely timeless when you can take that song 20 years from now and it still has meaning. That means something. But while the song just came the fuck out the same year, you got it in a commercial, you're showing it ain't about the words. It ain't about what came from my heart. It ain't about I woke up in the middle of the night and said, I got it. I know what to go and do. Ain't like you're up 4 a.m. in the morning when your wife's going to come to bed. Wait, I can't. This is something you know you're making, but you're willing to sell in any way it would sell at the time. So the next year, Al Smith came to the awards. They said, Al Smith came to see Lenny Kravitz. They said, absolutely not. And walked right in the fucking show. I said, oh, they talking about that. No, they said it. They said, dude, you put your song in a commercial. But with that, they was clowning him for that. They almost was looking like, we thought you was that dude, but you showed us you wasn't. So there is an unspoken dignity, this shit too. How would you know it? Well, you wouldn't know it because you get all your information loving hip-hop, perhaps. But your cousin that used to stand on the fucking stage with somebody as a hype man. But anybody who knows this business and been in this game for quite some time, and I can tell you, how do you define that? Well, I define it the same way Hank Shockley defined it as one point. If you get paid and have to pay your bills by this shit, then you're in this. I had to pay my bills by this shit. That's it. For quite some time. So I'm going to consider myself as a guy who was in it. And I'm telling you, the integrity goes deep. And you know when somebody's selling out. And you know when somebody's sticking to some integrity. Gastros, what up, my nigga? Long time, Gastros. So, yeah, main point of this joint is, I can't begin to tell y'all, you're going to have to start probing your memories with your five senses, holding on to your memories and bringing them back into this reality. Like I said, you can bring them back into the room and paint the room with that memory that you're currently in. So for that joyful memory, again, for all of those who didn't hear, you want to close your eyes, go back into the memory, feel it absolutely, significantly around you.
Message.
Feel it with your touch, smell, your sight, hearing, and taste. All five senses. All five senses, if you can fool them, it happened. In this case, it happened again. That's right, Sybil. In this case, it happened again. And then once you feel you have that memory under your control, you can just breathe it out into the room. You can breathe it into anything you can imagine. Paint your room. Squirt your room. See a color. Expand that color throughout your room. It is that memory. It's that feeling. It's that goodness. It is whatever it is you want it to be. Once you start doing that, your mood should start genetic, right, your first kiss. Very good, stay still. Those things, yes. First time you slid right into some pussy. And you knew you was in some pussy. Oh, come on, chicks. The first time you sat on some dick and you just knew you was going to bring a baby home and then your fucking you did this. Come on, dick. First time you somebody took out those titties and let you suck them. When was the first time? The first time you said, God damn, fuck it, I'm going to try to eat pussy. I'm going to see what's up. And you ate pussy all wrong. Remember when you used to eat pussy and just be looking, blowing in the pussy? Like that? Yeah, bitch. You got it? You like it? Okay. Remember you was eating pussy like that? Until you met a lesbian, you eat pussy. Maybe like this. You like, oh, that's what they want? Doing all of this rubbing and shit? Good. Yeah.
So give me 40 in there.
Ooh. You're doing all of that wild shit. You meet a lesbian, she's like this. Not even, they just, and the chick is like, you like, that's the trick? What an ass I've been for these last fucking 7 years. So first time you seen that. Whatever joy you want to live, you first have to start reliving your joys. And this type of thinking starts to bring a positive outlook to your life. Yeah. The next release, maybe the third after that, was, I want to get away. I want to get away. And in the same fucking year, he sold that shit to a car commercial. While the song is still hot, not like 10 years later, which is still considered a tragedy, 20 years later, maybe, because it's so nostalgic at that point. It does make a point, maybe 20 years later. See, like, you're not mad at Marvin Gaye on a commercial now. But when these songs was out and was supposed to have substance, Father, he's talking about shit of today. He's talking about shit that people can relate to, shit that's on people's minds. So you can play the song now and add all your shit to it. That's not why he wrote it. Maybe, and maybe he wrote it to be timeless, or maybe he's just glad it's timeless, but it becomes absolutely timeless when you can take that song 20 years from now, and it still has meaning. That means something. But while the song just came the fuck out the same year, you got it in a commercial showing it ain't about the words, it ain't about what came from my heart, it ain't about I woke up in the middle of the night and said, I got it, I know what to go and do. Ain't like you up 4 a.m. in the morning when your wife is going to come to bed. Wait, I can't. This is something you know you're making, but you're willing to sell in any way it would sell at the time. The next year, Aerosmith came to the awards. They said, Aerosmith can't see Lenny Kravitz. They said, absolutely not. And walked right in the fucking show. I said, oh, they talking about that. No, they said it. They said, dude, you put your song in the commercial. But with that, they was clowning them for that. They almost was looking like, we thought you was that dude. You showed us you wasn't. So there is an unspoken dignity in this shit, too. Would you know it? Well, you wouldn't know it.
because you get all your information loving hip-hop, perhaps. Your cousin that used to stand on the fucking stage with somebody as a hype man. But anybody who knows this business and been in this game for quite some time, and I can tell you, how do you define that? Well, I define it the same way Hank Shockley defined it at one point. If you get paid and have to pay your bills by this shit, then you're in this. I had to pay my bills by this shit.
That's it.
Quite some time. So I'm going to consider myself as a guy who was in it. And I'm telling you, the integrity goes deep.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Plus, by switching, you could even save six.
Those of you who are either looking to get a new job or a promotion, find out that that's not available at this point in time. The ADA source can also show a limitation in training, education, or ADA source reverse is actually positive.
Yeah.